刚刚读到第一节。
We have went through with verse one.
也简单介绍以弗所这个城市。
And we have introduced briefly the background, the city of Ephesus.
我们可以想象得到保罗当初到以弗所去的时候，他的工作所遇到的困难。
And we can imagine the amount of difficulty that Paul experienced while he was in Ephesus.
但是教会就是要这样来发展。
But this is how the church can grow.
福音是不被捆绑的。
The gospel will not be bounded.
好，我们再继续来看。
Let us continue.
我们先来看讲义好了哈。
Let us turn to our handouts.
讲义这边所提到的写信者就是耶稣基督的使徒保罗。
So the author is the apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul.
那受信者呢，许多古卷并没有在以弗所这个字。
So the recipient, many scrolls did not contain the word Ephesus.
所以应该不是给特定某一个地方的教会，而是一方传阅的公函。
So it is generally consented that this letter was not addressed to any particular church of a certain area, but an official letter that was passed around.
那写信的地点跟年代呢？
So it's the place and time.
一般都认为保罗在罗马监狱当中所写的。
So it is believed to have been written in the prison in Rome.
他也提到他是在捆锁中。
Because he mentioned that he is under bondage.
是为基督耶稣被囚的。
That he is in prison for the sake of Christ Jesus.
那写作的期间大概是在主后的60年到62年。
The writing time was around 60 to 62 AD.
保罗他是在主后67年殉道。
And Paul became a martyr in the year 67 AD.
所以他写了这封书信以后呢，大概5年的时间他就殉道了。
So it's about 5 years later, after he wrote this book of Ephesians, then he became a martyr.
这也是他的人生的道路呢，最后的大概5年的时间。
And this is
5 years before
his last moments in the world.
他的灵性当然成熟了。
And at this moment, his spirituality has come to a maturity.
他侍奉的经验非常的丰富。
And he has abundant experience in servitude.
这样一位属灵的伟人，当他被关在监牢里头的时候，他安静的去仰望，去思想。
So a senior worker such as this, and he has been in prison in Rome, and he has a lot of time to quietly ponder upon the grace of God.
所以当我们在读这个以弗所书的时候，我们感觉到这是一个属灵，会充满属灵气氛的一封书信。
So as we read the book of Ephesians, we really can experience the spirituality of the words.
那么那前面的一章到三章呢，他在论到救赎的恩典。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 3, Paul described about the grace of salvation.
就是说，借着耶稣基督，我们得到各样天上属灵的福气。
That we may receive all sorts of spiritual blessings through Christ Jesus.
有些人写文章，他是从小的地方开始写。
So there are people who write an article starting from the minute details.
保罗写这个书信呢，是从一个很高很广的角度来看。
But when Paul started writing this letter, he started from a bird's eye view, from a broad perspective.
充满属灵的这个气氛。
It has full of a spiritual atmosphere.
所以他那个广度是非常大的。
So it is from a really broad sense how this letter was written.
是一封非常好的书信。
It is a very well written letter.
让我们感受到这种属灵的气氛。
That we may come to experience this spirituality.
那么第四章到第六章，它是谈到实际的生活行为。
And from chapter 4 to 6, Paul drew into our daily living.
所以他写书信呢，他的段落很清楚。
So as we read Pauline letter, you can see how the structure of the letter is very clear.
前面一到三章是讲理论。
From chapter 1 to 3, talk about the theory.
4到6章谈到实际行为。
And from chapter 4 to 6, talk about life application.
前面是讲到真理跟教义的问题。
From the first portion, talk about the doctrines and the truth.
但是后面是讲到我们要为这个真理而活，要活出这个真理。
And it followed by how we are to manifest this truth in our life.
前面讲福音，后面讲我们的行为要跟这个福音相称。
In the beginning, talk about the gospel, and the latter part talk about how our conduct can be worthy of the gospel.
我 我们这样分段的时候，在读这个以弗所书就会更加清楚。
As we study the book of Ephesians and put them into these sections, then we can have a much clearer perspective.
好，那我们来看这个大纲啊。
Let us take a look at the synopsis.
啊，大纲。大纲大概分成四个段落。
It can be divided into four sections.
啊，除了第一跟第四的一个问安跟结语之外呢，就是我们刚提到的两个大段。
So from the beginning, there is the greeting, and the end, there is the conclusion. There are two main sections.
啊，第一呢，我们第一章、第三章就说属灵的丰盛就是福气，我们得到恩典。
So from chapter 1 to 3 is a spiritual abundance.
啊，再来就是我们应该有的行为。
And then the spiritual conducts.
啊，四到六章。
That's from chapter 4 to 6.
大概给我们有一个印象。
So this is the structure of the book.
那我们在今天还是明天那个讨论，明天吗？他们的那个，
你看，你都觉得今天也是可以。
哦，我们对，我们有下午哈，或是明天看托尼传道他安排，我们有一个大家各组要去写一个。那个海报的一个讨论的题目。
So in our fellowship time in the afternoon, we will have individual groups and then we will have a project to work on.
那我们就留意到等一下我们上课完结束以前，我们会把这个题目给公开。
And please pay attention. We will reveal to you the topic before the class ended.
大概会从以弗所书来谈一个主题。
And from the book of Ephesians, we will have a special topic.
好，我们再回到圣经里面来看。
Let us come back to the Bible.
刚刚已经读到第一节了。
We have finished chapter one, verse one in chapter one.
保罗是奉神的旨意做使徒的。
So Paul is apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
他关心以弗所地方的教会信徒。
And he cared and concerned about the members in Ephesus.
他称这些门徒为圣徒。
And he called these members saints.
那这个在希腊原文也就是一个神圣的意思。
And in the original text in Greek, it means someone who is holy.
被主耶稣基督拣选的人，他就已经跟世上的人不一样。
Those who are chosen by Lord Jesus Christ, they are different from the rest of the world.
是把他分别为圣的。
They have been separated for holiness.
可以归属神的。
They belong to God.
好，那么他底下就解释了。
So he continued to explain.
在以弗所的圣徒是什么样的圣徒呢？
So the saints in Ephesus, what are they like?
就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
They are those who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
那这里所说的这个忠心呢？
And the faithful that is mentioned here,
在希腊的原文是说他是非常忠实的。
In the original text in Greek, it means he is very sincere.
他信主呢，他是不改变的。
Once he believed in the Lord, he would not change.
是真正要信主的人，真信主的人。
He is a sincere person. He come to the Lord with pure intention to worship God.
没有改变他们的信心。
And he would not change his faith.
这样呢，以至于到最后真的能够归属神。
And eventually, he will truly belong to God.
所以我们被拣选要分别为圣。
So when we have been chosen by the Lord, we need to separate ourselves for holiness.
以当时腓立比教这个以弗所教会的信徒来看
，So taking a look at these members in Ephesus,
受到很多的考验
They have met with much tribulation,
很多的逼迫困难
Much persecution and difficulties.
但是他们还是忠实的跟随耶稣。
However, they hold steadfast to their belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们就有资格被称为圣徒。
Therefore, they are called the saints.
第二节
，verse two.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是希腊式的一种写信的方式。
This is a way how they greet each other in the time of Greeks.
先提到写信者是谁
？So who are the author？
那个收信的对象是谁
？The recipients。
然后一个问安跟祝福
，and then followed by greetings and blessing。
我们弟兄姐妹之间写信问候，我们其实也可以仿照这样一个格式。
So as brothers and sisters, we write to each other, we can follow this format as well。
好，他有一个祝福
And it come with a blessing。
恩惠平安
，grace and peace。
恩惠是从神来的。
Grace is from God.
有神的恩惠才能够得到平安。
We can only have peace when we have the grace of God.
这个字在新约圣经里面一直常常跟神拯救的恩典呢是连在一起用的。
And this grace of God is closely tied to the salvation of God in the Old New Testament.
那现在他们已经得到救恩了。
Now they have received this salvation.
蒙受神的恩惠了。
They have received this grace.
那么平安也会临到你们。
Then what follows is the peace of God.
有了神的拯救的恩典呢，我们才能够真正平安。
Having the salvation grace of God, this is the only way how we can be truly living in peace.
那特别是在当时候那个世代是很动荡不安。
Especially the environment at that time.It's quite chaotic.
用以这个犹太人他们的历史来看、常常都是战乱的。
If you take a look at the Jewish or is the history of the Israelites people, they were met with much warfare.
在战乱中就没有平安。
And there are no peace in the time of war.
所以犹太人他们见面、他们最重要的一个祝福就是平安。
So for the Jewish people, when they greet each other, they would.Greet with peace.
用他们的话来讲就是 shalom.
And in their language is shalom.
Shalom 平安。
Shalom means peace.
哇，所以有一首歌也是叫，也是在唱 shalom.
So there is a, it's a song that is about this shalom.
他们都希望能够得到平安。
And they hope that each other could receive this peace.
真正的平安是在神里面。
But the true peace can only be found in God.
在神里面得到的平安是身心灵的平安。
The peace in God consists of heart, mind, and soul.
那么这个地方保罗他说，从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
So this peace will come from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方他把这把神啊父啊跟耶稣基督并体来称。
So in particular, in this verse, you can see Lord Jesus Christ, the name of Lord Jesus Christ is aligned with God our Father.
在保罗的观念里面，耶稣基督就是天上的父啊。
In Paul's understanding, Lord Jesus Christ is our Father above.
我们所拜的神是独一的神。
The God we worship is the one true God.
一切的恩惠是从神来的。
All the grace come from this God.
但是是借着耶稣基督他赐给我们。
But it will receive it through Christ Jesus.
对于这个神观我们认定就是他是就是独一神观。
So our understanding of Godhead is one true God.
圣经里面一直跟我们讲，不管旧约新约，他就讲神是独一的。
So no matter if you go to the Old Testament or from the New Testament, you can see that God is one.
那么耶稣基督他是神，灵体的神，他圣灵感动玛利亚，让他。经过无限的结合生出来耶稣基督。
So Lord Jesus Christ is God, God in spirit, and then through Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born into the world.
创世纪里面说神的灵运行在这个水面上，那神的灵是一种全能全柄，他创造。
So in Genesis, the Spirit of God hovered above the waters, and God,created the world with his spirit, with his power.
可以从无变成有。
God can create something out of nothing.
这是创造。
This is creation.
那么我们人类呢，都是在制造。
And what human can do can only make things.
我们建造这个房屋。
We can make or build this house.
是神从神所创造的宇宙万物当中拿东西来制造这个房屋。
We build this house with a material that has been created by God.
我们并没有去创造物质出来。
We do not create these material things.
那些东西是神所创造的。
These were created by God.
他是独一的神。
He is the one true God.
他的灵感动玛利亚。
His spirit moved Mary.
生出耶稣来。
And Lord Jesus Christ was conceived.
所以约翰福音里面就说了。
So we can find this in the book of John.
神在肉身显现。
God was manifest in flesh.
我们看一下啊。
Let's take a look.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章我们来看十四节啊。
One verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光。正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
第一节
Verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这个道是就是说神的一个 神的一个他口里所 说出来的话呢就是一个道。
So the word can refer to the word that is spoken by God.
用圣经的话就是真理。
According to the Bible, it's truth.
太初有真理，真理与神同在。
So in the beginning was the truth, and the truth was with God.
真理就是神。
And the truth was God.
但是十四节说
But if we turn to Java verse 14,
道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
也就是神成了肉身。
That is God became flesh.
因为在提摩太前书三章十五节，他就特别提到了。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15,
提摩太前书三章十五节是提到神在肉身显现。
Chapter 3 verse 15, it particularly talk about God was manifest in the flesh.
那我们对于这个经文的理解啊。
So how should we understand this passage?
我们就可以清楚知道说道就是神。
From this passage, we should learn that the Word is God,
就是真理，
which is the truth.
主耶稣说他就是道路、真理、生命。
And Lord Jesus says, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life.
那灵它是超越时间跟空间。
The Spirit of God surpassed time and space.
所以它不受约束，它不受控制。
And is not under any type of limitation.
它超越的。
He transcends all.
它遍在的。
He isis in all and through all.
无所不在的。
Is everywhere. Omnipresent.
在灵里面。
In the spirit,
耶稣基督与天上的父就是在，就是在灵里面是一体的。
Lord Jesus and our Father above is one in the spirit.
因为神在肉身显现，圣灵感动玛利亚生出耶稣。
Because God was manifest in the flesh,Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那我们要了解到这当中的关系呢，就是以几个概念来想。
So there are some principles that we should consider.
耶稣基督到世上来就是为了成全救恩。
Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to fulfill this plan of salvation.
因此在新约圣经常常我们会看到父子圣灵三个称呼同时出现，或是父跟子，还是说父跟圣灵，这两种两个同时出现的经文。
So in the Bible, sometimes, especially in the New Testament, you see Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or Father and the Holy Spirit, or Son and the Father, or you can see them come up in these terms.
这要用灵体的观念来了解。
We should understand this from the spiritual perspective.
神就是灵啊。
God is spirit.
主耶稣他降生，他具有神性，也有人性。
And when Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, he has a divine nature, but also a human nature.
所以他是真正的人，也是真正的神。
He is fully man and fully God.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
这些经文看完，我们再做整合。
So we take a look at these verses first, and then we will summarize.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节是在谈到主耶稣他的人性啊。
In verse 3, you can talk about the human perspective, human nature of God, of Lord Jesus Christ. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. And his flesh came from, was born out of Mary. From verse 4, from the spiritual perspective,
从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
这是他的灵性，他的神性。
This is talking about, referring to his divine nature.
所以他有人性，他有肉体。
So Lord Jesus Christ has human nature and he is fully flesh.
这是为了要成全救恩的需要。
In order to fulfill salvation.
因为我们都是带着肉体之身。
Because all of us carry is in the flesh.
主耶稣他要代替我们来受苦。
And Lord Jesus Christ would come and suffer on our behalf.
我们带着肉体之身，所以他也成为肉体之身来。
Because we have flesh, so that is why he also came in flesh.
那这样的话呢，在十字架上呢，才真正会苦，才会痛，才会流血，才会死亡。
In flesh, so he can experience pain and suffering on the cross and eventually death.
那他代替我们的苦跟痛，就真正代替了，不是虚假的，不是一个象征性的。
So when he partake or he suffer in our stead, it is not a metaphor or it's just a symbolized. He actually experienced those sufferings in flesh.
他必要跟我们成为一个肉体之身。
Therefore, he came in flesh, just as we have flesh.
但是他是圣灵来道成肉身来到世上，所以主耶稣从灵这个角度看，他也是有灵性，也是有神性。
However, he was born from the Holy Spirit.
所以他就从死里复活。
Therefore, eventually, he resurrected from the dead.
这是非常奇妙的道理。
This is a miraculous teaching.
这是一个完美的计划。
This is a perfect plan.
这是一个颠扑不破的真理。
This is a undeniable truth.
这是一个这个完美的没有破绽的一种真理。
This is a perfect truth that is without any blemish.
符合神的慈爱，也满足他的公义。
It is perfect in accordance with God's justice and His mercy.
这就是神的全能跟他的智慧。
This is the almighty power of God and His wisdom.
因此道成肉身来到世上，是为了成为肉体呢，替我们钉在十字架上，承受我们的苦，我们的罪。
Therefore, the Word became flesh, and in order that He may partake our and take up our suffering.And die for us on the cross.
因此我们会看到有些经文说，主耶稣他是站在人的位分上，站在一个神儿子的位分上，向天上的神来祷告。
So many times in the Bible, we can see that Lord Jesus Christ will pray to Father above as the Son of God.
但是主耶稣说，你们看见我，就是看见父。
However, Jesus told his followers, his disciples, when you see me, you actually see the Father.
我与父原为一。
I and the Father are one.
他就是道，就是真理，道就是神，道成肉身来到世上，成为耶稣。
Because He is the Word, He is the truth, and the Word was God.
所以主耶稣在从灵性看，他是天上的神。
So from the spiritual perspective, Lord Jesus Christ is God above.
在灵里面是一致的。
They are one in spirit.
那为什么他在天上又在地下？
But how can it be that God is in the heaven and in the world at the same time?
灵的特性就是超越时间跟空间。
And this is the spiritual characteristic of spirit, which is not limited by time and space.
这也是一个事实的描述。
And this is a factual description.
为了救赎才要这样分别。
This is only distinguished for the sake of salvation.
那保惠师降临，圣灵降临，就在地面上一直做工到现在。
So the Helper, after coming down from heaven, the Holy Spirit has been working on the earth until today.
圣灵称为基督的灵。
Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ.
称为主的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord.
称为神的灵。
The Spirit of God.
所以耶稣基督就是灵，圣灵。
Therefore, Christ Jesus is Holy Spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because God is Spirit.
他的灵就称为圣灵。
Therefore, His Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
为了救恩的需要。
For the sake of salvation,
道才需要成为肉身。
That is why Word became flesh.
没有道成肉身。
Without the Word became flesh,
在整个旧约我们的读圣经的概念。
As we read the Old Testament,
神是独一的。
God is one.
但是到了新约。
However, when we come to the New Testament,
神道成肉身来,
the Word of God became flesh,
因为为了要成全救恩啊,
in order to fulfill the requirement of salvation,
成为肉体啊,
partook in this flesh.
但是在灵里面是一致的。
However, in spirit, it is still one.
灵也超越时间跟空间。
Because the spirit surpassed time and space.
所以是合一的。
So they are one.
那主耶稣他升天。
Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
他暂时正在坐宝座的右边。
And temporary, he stands on the right hand side of the throne.
就是圣经有说站在神的右边。
The Bible says he's standing on the right hand of God.
因为他的工作，他中保的工作还没有完成。
Because the work of being a mediator has not yet complete.
他一直为我们代求。
He continued to intercede for us.
但是在这个地面上，就是圣灵一直在带领教会。
And as the Holy Spirit continued to guide the church in the world.
那将来等到天国实现了。
Eventually, in the future, when heaven manifests.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六章我们看五十六节。
John chapter 6 verse 56.
五十六节。
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on my, from me will live because of me.
将来我们复活以后
In the future, when we resurrect,
领受圣餐是跟将来的复活有关系的
Partaking of the Holy Communion is relating to the eventual resurrection.
在灵里我们就跟耶稣基督一样
In the spirit, we are the same with our Christ Jesus.
在我们在耶稣基督里
We are in Christ Jesus.
我们基督也在我们里面
And Christ is in us.
那将来就是父坐宝座
And in the future, the Father shall sit on the throne.
就是耶稣基督他永远当王
And that is Lord Jesus Christ will reign as King forever.
那就是等到天国实现的时候
And that is the realization of Kingdom of God.
我们在新约圣经读到有时候父子圣灵这三个称呼同时出现或是其中两个同时出现
In the New Testament, sometimes we hear these three terms, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or maybe two will come out together, Father and Son, or Holy Spirit and Father.
好像说我们现在以弗所书啊，或者保罗他的书信一开始常常会提到这样的说法。
And also when we come back to Ephesians, Paul would many times mention it in this manner.
我们就会想说，那是不是耶稣基督跟天上的神是不一样的？
And maybe some people may wonder, is there a difference between Lord Jesus Christ and God above?
耶稣是天上的神吗？
Is Lord Jesus really God in heaven?
他是天上的神，为什么还说他在地上向天上的父来祷告呢？
If he is God above, why would he still pray to God in heaven when he was in the world?
因为这个工作的关系啊。
This is because of the work.
为了要成全救恩的关系。
To fulfill the work of salvation.
他才道成肉身来到世上。
That is the reason why he came in flesh into the world.
不然就没有这样的一个说法了。
Or else he didn't have to come down.
但是虽然是这样。
Even so.
灵超越时间跟空间。
The spirit surpassed time and space.
在灵里面是一致的。
In spirit, they are one.
所以神是一位的。
God is one.
奇妙。
Is miraculous.
神是独一的
God is one.
但是也只有道成肉身来到世上才能够成全救恩
And only through the word manifest in the world can the salvation plan be complete.
我们要抓住的就是神是独一
The key point that we need to grasp is that God is one.
我们可以从正面来描述我们的神观
So from the positive side, we can, or from theFrom this side, we can describe our Godhead.
我们所敬拜的是独一真神。
The one we worship is the one true God.
那么为了救恩的成全。
For the sake of salvation.
这位神他亲自来到世上成为人。
The God we worship came in flesh.
是用着圣灵感动玛利亚。
Through Holy Spirit, and through Mary.
然后生出耶稣基督来。
And Lord Jesus Christ was born.
所以基督耶稣他是。从灵方面来看，他就有神性；从肉身来看，他是人性。
From the spiritual perspective, he is the divine nature. From the human perspective, he is the human nature.
钉在十字架。
Was nailed on the cross.
才会痛，才会流血，才会死亡。
So he would feel pain, he would bleed, and he would die.
救恩才不是一个骗局。
And this salvation is not a scam.
神真正的爱的表现。
Is a true manifestation of the love of God.
但是他从死里复活了。
So now he has already resurrected from the dead.
因为他有神性。
Because he has divine nature.
生命在他手中。
His life is in his hand.
他复活成为出手的果子。
He has resurrected and become the first fruit.
告诉我们，我们信他，将来也要向他复活。
And he tells us, whoever believes in him shall resurrect like him.
有了出手果子，我们就知道说，后来这整个树上结的果子会越来越多。
So we can see the first fruit, you know that from this tree will bear even more fruit.
那将来我们归到天国去。
So eventually, when we return to heaven,
主耶稣说：“我与父原为一啊。”
Lord Jesus say, "I and the Father are one."
所以就回到原为一的那个一的状态。
So return to that oneness.
那么以 这是因为救恩的需要嘛。
So because we are not understand, this is for the sake of salvation.
那为什么可以这样来说明呢？
So how can we explain it in this way?
如果是肉体是不可能这样的。
If it's only flesh, then we cannot two become one.
但这是灵。
But this is spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
灵可以超越时间空间。
God, the spirit surpasses time and space.
它不受一个固定的躯体的限制。
It's not limited by a physical body or form.
它可以无所不在的。
He can be everywhere at the same time.
所以并没有分开。
So there actually was no separation.
在灵里面是一致的。
In spirit, they have been always one.
啊，我们在座的每一个人都领受圣灵了。
Every one of us have received Holy Spirit.
不是说圣灵有六十个。
It doesn't mean that there are 60 Holy Spirits.
我们全世界啊，在自由地区，我们的教会的信徒也超过八九万。
So in most part of the world where there's religious freedom, we have about 80,000-90,000 members.
或者是说，在中国大陆呢，我们初步的这个估计呢，少说都有80万、100万，可能都有。
So even in China, based on some statistics, census, we have maybe about 800 to even a million members.
领受圣灵的人。
So the people who have received the Holy Spirit, there are so many.
但是我们不说啊，圣灵是有几十万个，有多少个。
But we wouldn't say there are hundreds of thousands of Holy Spirits.
因为灵它是无所不在，它不会分开。
The Holy Spirit was not divided.
它不会切割。
It's not separated.
所以我们在说，在灵里面，我们都是一家人。
So that is why we say we are one family in the spirit.
我们了解神观要用灵的概念来理解。
To understand Godhead, we need to come from the perspective of Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵的人有圣灵的体验。
Those who have received the Holy Spirit shall experience the Holy Spirit.
更能够了解神观。
And can understand the Godhead, more than others.
但不是说我们完全明白了。
It doesn't mean we understand it completely.
基本上来讲，我们没有办法完全明白。
Basically, we can't understand it completely.
我们能够借着圣经所描述的，像刚刚那样正面来描述神观。
We can take a look from the Bible and from these verses, we try to understand.
我们没有办法完全讲清楚。
We cannot speak of it completely.
因为我们还受肉体的辖制。
Because we are still bounded. By this flesh.
我们在肉体之内啊。
We are still in living in flesh.
啊，没有办法超越。
So we cannot transcend this flesh.
圣灵的体验可以帮助我们体会了解。
But through the experience of Holy Spirit, we can hopefully understand a bit.
像保罗他虽然有上到第三层天的这种经历啊。
So even Paul, who have experienced the third heaven,
他对于神的了解啊，对主的了解呢，他也说模糊不清，好像。对着那个铜做的镜子在照相一样。
And his understanding toward God, he described it as a person looking into a bronze mirror. It's a little bit, actually, it's quite blurry.
有一个限制。
There is a limitation.
我们在肉身之内。
We are living in flesh.
因此我们说了。
Therefore, that is what we can say.
如果有一个人说。
If someone said,
我对神观完全了解。
I completely understand the Godhead.
我们马上跟他讲说，你不可能完全了解。
And then we'll tell him it's not possible.
因为我们在肉体的限制之内。
Because we are bounded in flesh.
这个肉身跟灵的距离差距是无限的。
And this the distance between flesh and spirit is great.
我们的智慧聪明是有限的。
Our wisdom is very much limited.
神的智慧是无限的。
God's wisdom is unlimited.
有限跟无限之间的距离是趋向于无限的。
The distance between limited and unlimited is close to unlimited.
圣经说约伯他完全正直。
The Bible said Job is completely upright.
那是一个相对的完全。
That is a relative type of complete perfect uprightness.
他那个完全跟神的完全不一样。
His perfection and God's perfection is in totally different terms.
神是创造主。
God is the creator.
是一个绝对的存在者。
He is the absolute being.
是自由拥有的神。
He is, was, and is to be.
这样一位绝对的存在者，他的完全是无限的。
And this, so our one, the one true God, His existence, His perfection is absolute.
他的完全是绝对性的。
His perfection is uttermost.
但是我们人是被造的。
And we human are were created.
我们被造的完全是相对的。
So our created perfection is a relative perfection.
是有限的。
It's limited.
哦，那你我们怎么样说？我们被造有限的，相对的，能够去完全了解那个绝对的呢？
So we who have been created in this with this limitation, we cannot say we understand the unlimited.
所以圣灵帮助我们来理解。
So through Holy Spirit, we can try to understand some.
但我们还是被肉身辖制。
But we are still under this limitation.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let us take a look at 1 Corinthians
13 章。
Chapter 13。
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13。
十三章我们看十二节，十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 十二节哈 ，12 verse 12。
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face。
我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now I know in part, but then I shall know just I, or I also am known.
唯有我们将来灵体变化成灵体到那个属灵的天国去。
Only in the future when we have transcended to transform into a spiritual body and it's in heaven,
那个时候我们就可以知道。
At that time we shall know.
像主知道我们一样。
As we are known by the Lord.
但是我们现在有了概念。
But now we can have this principle.
第一个。
First,
神是独一的。
God is one.
第二。
Second,
为了救恩的缘故。
For the sake of salvation.
所以神才需要在肉身显现。
That is the purpose. That's why God manifests in the world.
这是一个非常超越完美的设计。
This is a perfect plan that transcends our understanding.
虽然称为
of perfection.
耶稣基督称为神的儿子。
So even though Lord Jesus Christ is called the Son of God.
这是父的灵来感动玛利亚生出主来的意思。
This,
子来的意思。
Yeah, Mary, that means Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Father.
再来留意到灵的特性，灵的特性是超越时间跟空间的限制。
So as we try to understand Spirit, the character of the Spirit is it's not limited.
所以它可以无所不在。
So the Spirit can be, it is everywhere.
那在灵里面就是一直的。
And in the Spirit, it's always there.
没有切开。
There is no division.
切不开。
You cannot divide the spirit.
因为它是灵。
Because it's spirit.
用这样来帮助我们了解。
And this is a way that we can come to understand it properly.
那这样去读很多的经文都可以理解。
So as we come to read the Bible with this understanding, then we can have a better understanding.
那个三位一体的主张也是要维护独一。独一神的这个主张。
In fact, when people came up with a Trinity, they are trying to tell people there is one God.
不过是因为他们从位格的这样的一个定义进入的。
However, they come from a perspective of personalities.
那这个位格就是本来哲学上在定义一个人，每一个人都是有独立的位格，因为我们有情意志情感我们的意志还有我们的选择我们的想法还有我们的选择的这个权利。
He comes from a perspective of person, and each individual is an individual person, has his own emotion, has his own will, and his own choices.
那当然神也有这种特性。
And of course, when you take a look at God, he has emotion, will, and choices.
可是神是灵。
However, God is spirit.
我们是肉身的人。
And we are a person in flesh.
肉身的人的位格跟神的位格是不一样。
The person, the way how we understand a human person and a God person is different.
神是绝对存在者，他是完全的。
God is absolute existence.
他是无限的。
He is unlimited and perfect.
但是我们人不是这样。
However, the same cannot be said for a human person.
那么如果说有人来自认为说他对神观已经清楚知道，我们就可以从哥林多前书十三章十二节那边来了解说人其实没办法完全。
So if a person says I completely understand God in person, then we can use 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12 to understand that he is incorrect in thinking this way.
那因此我们说独一神这样的主张就对了。
So if we can say it's one true God, then it's correct.
我们没有用三位一体这个称呼。
We do not use Trinity.
这也不是圣经的 的原有的这样的一个称呼。
Also not a term that is found in the Bible.
那我们就用圣经有的独一神这样的这个这样的说法，我们来涵盖我们的这个神观。
And the God is one, the Lord God is one, and then one true God. This is a concept that is relevant in the Bible.
回到以弗所书。
Let's come back to Ephesians.
我们在读的时候就清楚了。
As we read this verse, we can have a clear understanding.
因为他第二节说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
你在读第三节就了解了。
When you read verse 3,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第四节。
4.
这就是神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
所以拯救这个计划是出于神。
So the plan of salvation is, came from God.
但是要预定在耶稣基督里面来成全。
But it's predestined to fulfill in Christ Jesus.
那因此这样，我们说恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归到我们，就可以了解了。
Then we can understand the term when Paul said, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ."
因为这也是为了救恩的缘故嘛。
For the sake of salvation.
我们刚刚提到的那个第一点嘛。
So that's the first point we have mentioned.
为了救恩，主耶稣道成肉身来。
For the sake of salvation, Lord Jesus Christ came to the world.
所以这个地方同时说父。神跟耶稣基督。
So here mentioned about Father and Lord Jesus Christ.
是保罗在独一神观里面呢，他在描述救恩的计划以至于成全的这样的一个过程。
And this is how Paul describing how the plan of salvation has rolled out.
好，那我们以后碰到这些，我们这样理解就清楚。
Oh, so in the future, as we come in contact with these, we'll come to a good, better understanding.
在神观里面有很多的主张。
In terms of studying Godhead, there are many theologians or come up many theories.
我们要把握的就是神是独一神。
We should understand that God is the one true God.
我们的难题是说，为什么会有三个称呼或是两个称呼同时出现的时候，会让我们产生混淆
？Sometimes we may be confused when the two or three terms that come up together.
啊，这一定有当中可以协调的地方。
And there are definitely some kind of a principle that we can understand. If you do not understand it properly, and it might seem to you, a person, that there are two or even three gods.
但是这种不是独一神，是分开的，是很多位神的这种概念，从圣经里头来看呢，是整个不合乎圣经的一贯性。
But if we the concept of having multiple gods, it's not according to the Bible.
啊，所以这当中的协调性是什么呢？
So how can we coordinate and understand this?
要解释这些的疑问呢?
To resolve any doubts or questions that we may have about Godhead.
三个原则把它带进去。
Three principles.
啊，为了救恩。
For the sake of salvation.
啊，才会有父子的这样的分别。
That is why there is a distinctive father and son.
所以就是主耶稣道出上来。
That is Lord Jesus Christ came into the world.
整个救恩完成以后呢?就归到神里头，就是原为一嘛，就是一的嘛。
After the salvation is completed, will return to the state of being one.
因为在灵里面是一致的。
Because in the spirit it has been always one.
在灵里面是一体的。
In the spirit is always one body.
这个过程为了要拯救。
And throughout this process is only to for the sake of salvation.
然后我们要再掌握灵的两个特性。
And then we understand the two characteristics of the Spirit.
啊，神是灵。
God is Spirit.
主耶稣基督有他的灵性。
So Lord Jesus Christ has a divine nature.
哎，还有他的神性。
啊，
主耶稣有他的神性跟灵性。
Oh, has a spiritual nature and divine nature.
所以要有那个灵的特性出来。
And has that characteristic of the Spirit.
灵的两个特性。
What is the two characteristics of Spirit?
超越。
Transcend.
还有一致。
And in unity,
超越时间空间
transcends time and space.
所以从天而降，仍旧在天，主耶稣才可以从天而降，仍旧在天，因为在灵里，在灵里面，他超越性的。
So Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven and is still in heaven, because he is in spirit, it transcends all things.
再来，灵不可切割，一致。
And the spirit cannot be divided; it's in unity, in one as in one.
我们用这样来解释我们的神观。
This is how we can understand our concept of Godhead.
啊，这些都根据圣经的原则跟经文的支持。
This is according to the biblical concept and the verses that we have just read.
啊，如果我们再问。
If we continue to ask,
为什么主耶稣站在子的位置，向又向天父祷告？
Why did Lord Jesus Christ pray to God as a son?
你会找到很多这个东西。
You will find a lot of these passages.
那这是什么？
What does it mean?
这就是我们还是用肉身的观念在了解。
That is, we are still trying to understand these passages from our physical perspective.
啊，我们在一些地方啊。
In many instances,
讲了一个小时，讲了三个小时。
We spend three hours.
啊，最后他还举一个经文说，啊，为什么这个地方主耶稣还称天上的父为父，向他祷告呢
？And then at the end of 3 hours, people raise their hand and ask a question. Hey, take a look at this Bible verse. How come Lord Jesus is praying to God and call him Father?
讲了三个小时，还是问这个问题。
We spend 3 hours and he still asks this question.
为什么
？Why?
他带着肉体的观念。
Because he still is holding onto the concept of flesh.
肉体才会分开。
If it's in flesh, then it's divided.
啊，灵没有分开。
In spirit, it's one.
好，这个叫什么
？What is this?
限制。
Limited.
讲到最后，我们都一直受肉身限制。
Even until the end, we're still continue to be bounded and limited by flesh.
才有这么多问题。
That's why we have so many questions.
所以要回到灵的特性里面去。
So we try to come back to the spiritual perspective.
但它是有限。
Still limited.
要在天国去。
We'll wait until we go to heaven.
啊，我们跟神面对面。
When we see God face to face.
好，我们早上这两节就先跟各位提一下哈。
So these are the two classes in the morning.
默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.